What do trees think of people? Hi, it's Tricia here from Equine Energetics. Have you ever wondered what trees think of people, particularly tourists? A year or so ago, my husband and I visited a redwood forest here in New Zealand. A spectacular canopy tree walk has been created there, and I was excited to see it. It was a great way to see the trees up close, and the whole thing has been done really well and to a high standard. I found myself curious as to whether the trees approved. I thought, surely they would, because by putting visitors in the air, it stops them trampling about over the tree roots. So I had a go at meditating and connecting with the trees. I didn't get much back from them, except that they weren't too thrilled with the tree walk. I didn't get a why. One thing I did notice was that I didn't hear any bird song. Native birds in New Zealand don't tend to like living in a non-native forest. The following morning, I walked my dogs up our farm, past where my tree spirit friend resides. Man, I can't describe the feeling of the energy that surrounds and infuses me when I stop in that spot, but I digress. I asked the tree spirit about the redwoods. I thought, surely the canopy walk is good. People aren't trampling on the tree roots and it's introducing more people to these wonderful trees and enabling them to be protected. But what I got was, no. It's bringing in too many people and they'd rather be left alone and not known about. Huh. I'd been considering going back, taking visitors, etc. Because one thing they do there is a kind of night glow experience that looks really amazing. But I got quite clearly that once is enough. Then last week we were on holiday on the Sunshine Coast of Australia. We visited a rainforest park. At one end was a boardwalk, and at the other end was a track to a waterfall. Once again, I found myself wondering what the trees thought of people visiting them. In Queensland especially, when the temperatures are high, rainforests and waterfalls are a lovely, cool place to visit. At the boardwalk end, I tuned in and asked if they mind so many people coming. No, it's good, is what I got. Why? I asked. The answer was, they need to know. They need to know what a rainforest is like and what has been done in the past. In other words, how it's been decimated, so that perhaps past mistakes are not repeated. The boardwalks were good and the trees there were not worried about the number of visitors. They were well protected. People could look and enjoy the surroundings, but not touch. But at the other end of the park, it was a different story. The paths to the waterfall were narrow. No boardwalks here. Rocky and steep. The trees nearest to the path really didn't want to be touched. Too many people lean on them and push off of them. They'd be much happier if there were guardrails or banisters for people to use. At the falls themselves, I asked if it was okay for people to go in the water. There was a beautiful pool at the bottom and it was easy to picture it full of people on a hot day. But again, the answer was no. No one. It's sacred. People are polluting it. As we were leaving, I asked, what percentage of visitors are respectful? Only 20%. Isn't that food for thought? So what's the answer? Obviously, reserves and parks are needed from an education standpoint. For me in future, I'll be asking before I step foot in or on a place whether it's okay for me to be there, and turning away if I get a no. The town I live in has got lots of really big old trees. As I came out of an office onto the pavement recently, I was struck by the big tree in front of me on the berm. I think it was a London plane. It would take at least three people to put arms around it. I paused, looking up, admiring it, and fleetingly wondered whether I should do some tree hugging. I very clearly got, "There's no need. I can reach you from there." The energy field of the tree will provide all the connection and grounding you need. I was standing about 10 feet away from the tree, and I did feel a sense of peace and connection without even touching or hugging it. Which got me wondering whether tree hugging, which we all love and are encouraged to do, to reconnect with nature and to ground ourselves, is actually invasive to them, especially since it invariably means trampling on their roots. I'd love to know your experiences of connecting with trees, so let me know in the comments. And if you're interested in these sorts of conversations and explorations, come and join me in my closed Facebook group. It's called Tricia Wren's Spiritual Stuff. Till next time, keep connecting not just with your animals, but with all beings.